Day 2, 9 a.m. Jenny has come to the UK for work and a bit of holiday. She's staying with her father-in-law Henry outside Oxford. She had some problems on her first day. Her suitcase didn't arrive and her laptop isn't working for some reason. Henry says that Luke, Rob's cousin, who lives in Oxford, will be able to fix her laptop. While they're walking to Henry's car to drive to Luke's house, Jenny's phone rings.
Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, that's great news. Thank you. Later today? Great. Now I won't have to buy new clothes. Yep, that's the right address. Bye.
Good news?
Great news. They found my suitcase, and they're bringing it over later today.
Excellent. Right, I'll take you to my nephew's house so he can fix your computer.
I'm looking forward to meeting Luke.
Oh, you'll like him. He's a bright boy. Not that I understand a word he says.
I bet he doesn't know much about Greek mythology either.
You're probably right.
Henry looks at one of the front wheels of his car.
Oh, that's funny.
What's wrong?
The tire's flat.
Do you have a spare?
Well, yes, but it shouldn't be flat. It's new and...
He walks round and looks at the other front wheel.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What is it?
They're both flat. They've been punctured.
What? Somebody did that on purpose? In the English countryside?
You get vandals everywhere these days. Well, I'll just have to stay here and see if I can get the AA to bring out another spare tyre. I'll call you a taxi.
Isn't there a bus I could catch?
Well, there's a bus stop on the main road. You could get the bus to Oxford from there, I suppose.
How do I get to the bus stop?
The quickest way is the footpath at the back of the house.
I think I'll do that then.
Well, are you sure you want to get the bus? How will you find Luke's house?
You gave me the address. I can look it up on my phone if I get lost.
Ah, yes, of course. But this is really inconvenient for you. You were going to borrow my car, weren't you?
No, don't worry, Henry. I had actually decided to rent a car anyway. I'll need it for work, and it'll probably be cheaper to rent here than in London. I can get one while Luke is working his magic.
Well, if you're absolutely sure, just go to the back door and you'll see the path. Follow that. Takes you to the bus stop.
Okay. Oh, I'd like to cook dinner this evening to thank you for having me.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
I want to.
Well, if you're sure, what time?
How about 7 o'clock?
Great. And I'll keep my phone on in case you need me.
See you later, Henry.
Bye.
Jenny leaves to catch the bus, and Henry phones the Automobile Association. Suddenly, a dark car draws up in front of the house. The driver is a strange man he has never seen before.
Who's that?
Day 2, 11 a.m. Jenny finally arrives at Luke's house in Oxford.
Luke?
You must be Jenny. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Come in. Would you like some coffee? I've just made some.
I'd love to, but I'm running a bit late. We had trouble with the car, and then the bus took forever, and I really need to get to a car rental place. I'm really sorry, but could I just leave the computer with you?
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, that's great. I feel awful just leaving it here like this.
Honestly, don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's cool. I love doing this kind of thing. I'll send you a text and let you know how I'm getting on.
That's nice of you, Luke. Thanks. See you later.
See you later.